Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Daniel Wakeham, the principal criminal defense lawyer and managing partner at Daniel Wakeham Lawyers, based in Sydney, Australia. Good morning, Mr. Wakeham, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really great to be here.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, and to better know who you are and what you're all about, touch on what are your personal passions. That's a great place to begin today.
So, I think all my passions are very straightforward, simple. Faith and family, human rights, civil liberties, really to help people to get out there and defend the presumption of innocence, sort of in line with what I do as a career. And have respect to all, really, no matter what, whatever that may be. Just respect everybody's culture, creed, race, or mannerisms and characteristics. That's really what I think is passions that drive me throughout the course of my daily life.
And I certainly appreciate your sharing that, and I like how you put that passions are what drive you, and that certainly is so important for each and everyone. Tell us what drove you to first become a lawyer.
Look, this is actually a really funny question because, as cliche as this sounds, it's a couple of movies really started the itch to become a criminal defense lawyer. And I can take it back to two movies in particular, which is A Time to Kill with Matthew McConaughey, and as cliche as this sounds, A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise. I sort of related to the lead roles that the lawyers played in those movies, insofar as my passions are human rights and civil liberties. But back then, you know, like most adolescent males, I was a sports buff. Thought I was going to end up playing pro football. Started studying at university. Bachelor of Arts, majoring in psychology, then fell into a business and commerce law degree, began working as a commercial lawyer. As a chance meeting would have it, was offered a job in a criminal defense firm and never looked back.
And that is certainly interesting, and I can understand how the movies can be influential for sure, no doubt. Good stuff there. Now, every industry and business is being disrupted today. How did you prepare yourself to transition from an everyday lawyer to a criminal defense lawyer, which is a huge difference, with an entrepreneurial approach?
Look, it was a progressive approach, I think. As opposed to an executed plan, I think it was just experience. And as I was progressing along my career, I developed the motivation, the confidence required to start stepping out a little bit more. The timing, really, I think timing was important. As I was progressing throughout my career and really standing out as a criminal defense lawyer, the timing would bring new avenues, new doors would open up, new career paths would be brought forward before me. And then I just decided as the timing was right, it was time to create something bigger. To build on something, an entity, so that I could leave my legacy and leave something in line that's with my values and my ethics. So it was really, I think, a progressive part of life within my career that helped me develop that entrepreneurial instinct.
It's always good to look back because we can certainly learn from things we should have done or we did and we wish we hadn't have done that. If you had your chance to go back in time, what would you have done differently?
Look, I think for me, I was a late bloomer. I sort of went to uni at a later age. I graduated at 27 or 28, it might have been. So the only difference, the only thing I would change, I suppose I'd say, is I would have started at a younger age. I would have gone to uni straight out of school. And I would have started implementing what I know now back then. Hindsight, wow, that devil. What would we do if we all had that person behind us telling us to do things differently? But other than that, honestly, I wouldn't change a thing. I think experiences that I've experienced in my life has helped form the caliber of the person I am today. And I think experience is very important for some people to get out there and actually experience the career paths and life, because it will develop your character, it will develop your professional nature and the growth of the person that you've become.
And certainly appreciate your response. Most helpful today, we are joined by Mr. Daniel Wakeham, the principal criminal defense lawyer and managing partner at Daniel Wakeham Lawyers, based in Sydney, Australia, here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with the Legal Corner, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Wakeham, for someone first starting out with a new concept or idea, what would be the best advice you could give in that regard?
Well, preparation, and diligence, very important. Get out there and prepare yourself, put plans in place, forecast, trust in yourself, be confident, not cocky. Very important to be confident in yourself, but not to overcompensate on ego. Be flexible and adaptive. Set some goals, I think, is important as well. Set some goals to work towards. Not obsess over, but to work towards, because you never know when you need to employ some evasive maneuvering to adapt to a change in the landscape of what you've originally prepared for. So I think preparation, diligence, flexibility, very important to keep in mind. Give yourself targets to work towards, but be mindful that sometimes those sharp targets may be unachievable. It isn't failure, it's changing direction is what's important if you are faced with that change that you need to make a decision over. So that's what I would, that's the advice I think I'd give to most people planning on implementing a new idea or a new a business concept.
Certainly appreciate your advice and perspective there. As we conclude, and lastly, how important are mentors or coaches in your business and personal development growth, assuming that you've tapped into that resource personally and for your business?
Oh, yeah, look, I would say mentors are very important. I think they are not to be thought of controlling individuals, but more as someone of a like mind who are there to help you develop and grow in both your business and personal arena. I think it's just like anything in life. When you're preparing for a particular event, you can't foreshadow all of the possibilities. You know, you can't foreshadow every alternative. So a business mentor is more or less someone who I think, and with my experience, has much more experience than I, but is able to share knowledge that will further assist me attain the result or the desired result of what I've planned, shift you in the other path. It's that experience that they have that you should be able to rely upon and say, okay, it sounds like this is the path that I should go down. And a mentor will ordinarily do this with a clear explanation. You know, effectively, their advice needs to make sense. You know, it's not something that you just blindly follow without consideration. We all have minds, and not everybody is exactly on the same page. So a great mentor will know this, and they will give you a clear explanation for particular advice or recommendation. So it's very important, I think, to have a mentor who is senior to yourself, and just to help direct you in that avenue. So on the personal front, though, you're looking at now, you know, that's a shift. That's from a business mentor, then you've got a you can have a personal mentor or a life coach. And the same sort of concept applies there. You know, we're all humans. We're going to face hard times. Our family and friends sometimes fall out. The burdens of business may take their toll, leaving you feeling burnt out. But a mentor can really help you deal with the pressures of life in the personal arena. We're all human. We face hard times. And that mentor can provide time and strategies available to dealing with these stressful scenarios. and help you maintain a healthy mind, body, and soul. So I think on the personal arena, a mentor is something that I think one person can benefit from. But again, I think it's something that you've got to view with an open mind. It has to be my respectful opinion is a mentor needs to be someone much more senior and experienced than yourself, who's also on the same page in respect to what your beliefs are or what your targets or goals are that you're trying to achieve.
Certainly some great points made there today on mentorship and coaches, and one that's had a business coach in the past. Can't totally agree with you 100% and very much worth tapping into that resource, and really appreciate your input there. In conclusion, if listeners wanted to get more information on your law firm there in Sydney, where's the best place to get information online in those regards and also to be in contact as needed?
Yeah, look, you'll find me on danielwakemlawyers.com.au. You'll be able to find me and have access to my newsletter, or be able to contact me directly just by email. If you're in Sydney, you're more or less able to make a conference with me, come down and you can meet me face-to-face. I'm more than happy to speak to anyone who's interested in a particular area or topic of my expertise. That'll be the best point of call, I think, is email to begin with. Just check on my availabilities and we can go from there.
And sounds pretty easy enough. Again, Mr. Wakeham, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Champion, thank you so much. Cheers, mate.
And cheers back at you. We've been speaking with Mr. Daniel Wakeham, the principal criminal defense lawyer and managing partner at Daniel Wakeham Lawyers, based in Sydney, Australia. And for more information, visit danielwakehamlawyers.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.